This morning we have a studio full of young actors and actresses here today. The Atlantic Children's Theater Group is going to be performing with the Prairie Fire Children's Theater again this year. And it's that week-long presentation that starts next week. And we've got some young folks in here with some experience doing this. Rio Johnson, Allie Brockup, and Zachary McKay in with us right now this morning. Thanks for coming in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Zach, can I start with you first? Because I know you've been a veteran at this. What is in it for the youngsters? Why did you get involved?
I think I got involved at first because I had a lot of friends doing it. And it was a great time to kind of play around and do different roles and just kind of expand my horizon because I got to be with so many different ages of other people as well. And it was just fun to kind of get on stage and talk really loud.
Did you do much in theater at all before you did this?
No.
So this was really your first try. How many times have you done this?
I've been in it 4 years.
4 years. Very good. What was your favorite part?
I think my favorite one was Pinocchio. Yeah.
You had the lead?
Yeah.
Oh, that had to be pretty exciting then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you first got involved, you thought it was kind of a bonus, right? Because you get to be with friends, doing something fun in the middle of summer where it's air-conditioned.
Yeah.
So that's a real plus.
Yeah.
That's a good selling point there. I want to bring some of the others we have in here into the conversation, too, because Rio and Allie, you guys were in last year and visited with us about the presentation. How was that last year for you? Did you guys have a good time?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Did you have a good time?
Yeah.
What was the best part for you?
Best part for me was getting a role that had parts to speak.
Okay, and...
I had the girl lead, so that was really cool.
What was the part?
The princess.
Ah, okay. And what was the presentation last year?
Aladdin.
Aladdin, okay. And it took you how long to figure all this out? You've only got a week, right?
Yeah. It was difficult at first, but it just took a lot of practice at home.
Oh, so you do a lot more practice, just more than you do at rehearsals and stuff.
Yeah, because I can run through my lines with my sister.
Yeah, well, that's a lot easier. And what part did you play?
I played a maiden.
And you had a good time?
Yeah.
What was the best part for you? What was the most enjoyable part? What did you enjoy the most about the experience?
Being with my friends.
Yeah, that's always the best part, isn't it? Now, this year's presentation is Beauty and the Beast, or an adaptation of Beauty and the Beast. We should probably lay it out there first. For folks that are going to come and enjoy this, they're not going to see necessarily what they might be used to, right, Allie? This is going to be one that's a little different.
Yeah, a little bit different.
Why do they make it different?
I think it's because of copywriting laws and just to make it more fun for the kids. And so they don't have to practice as much to get the exact lines of the movie down.
Rio, is that one of the things you like so much about it, is that it is kid-friendly?
Yeah.
How is it different than trying to learn something else? Because it would be impossible to learn a Broadway-style play in a week, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's just easier to do the part that they put on.
Yeah. Talk about the rehearsal process, Rio. What's that like for youngsters who haven't tried that before? What should they expect?
They should expect to, when they audition, they're going to be saying their age and name and some stuff. And then after the auditions are all done, they put you in the groups and what you are, and then they announce what you are.
So you don't audition specifically for a role. They try to fit your talents and your style with a role that would work?
Yeah.
And that works out pretty well that way.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, how many people got turned away? Did every kid who shows up find a spot in the presentation?
Yep, nobody gets turned away.
Every single one?
Yep.
Now, somebody's got to do, stage work, and somebody's got to do don't you have props and things, or are there people in charge of all that too?
It's just the two instructors or directors. They basically bring everything together.
Very good. Well, Zach, you've done this several times, and speak to the guys who come down here, the people that come down as the directors. There's usually two of them, right?
Yeah.
And they're fun to work with. Talk about what their role is and how they interact with the youngsters.
Usually when they're there's a boy and a girl director, and they each get large supporting roles.
Mm-hmm.
To help kind of I guess, kind of help the other kids around and help them know what they're doing. And usually they're all great with kids, and they're all very friendly and helpful. And they're just kind of great and really fun to be around.
Well, because they do a lot. I mean, they're producers, they're directors, they're stage people. They're in charge of all of that other stuff, you know, figuring out the lighting and this and that and the other thing and the sound work. And then they're in the production, too.
Yeah.
They've got a lot going on.
Yeah, they really do.
So does that make it easier for the students, the young people that are involved in it? Is the fact that you're working with these folks who are professionals and they've been doing this a lot and they are ready to make it the best they can?
Yeah.
Really makes a big difference for you. Now, I know we've got auditions coming up because we're talking about this now. It's next week already. We're into this already. So what's going to happen now next week? Allie, tell us what happens next week. How's the week set up?
Well, the first day that you come, it's auditions, and you meet everybody. Then after that, you kind of figure out your roles, and the main people get to stay and kind of just rehearse a little bit. Then the next days throughout the week, you just rehearse every single day, and each day you try to do more and maybe put the whole play into part. And then the last 2 days, you're actually putting on a show for all the people.
That's pretty. Is it exciting or is it nerve-wracking?
It's both, but probably more exciting. It's really fun.
Good. Well, everybody's supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rio, what about you? During the week, how much rehearsing do you do outside at home as opposed to while you're there? You're going to be rehearsing and preparing while you're there. Do you spend a lot of time outside rehearsals working on it?
Yeah.
Like what kind of work do you do? Just working on your lines and things?
Yeah, working on our lines, and if, like, you're in a dance, you'd probably work on your dance.
Oh, that'd be important. Now, are there songs at all in these, or is it pretty much just a play?
There is some songs in it.
So it's kind of a musical, too.
Kind of.
So are they songs that you have to suddenly learn, or are they things that you're familiar with?
Kind of both.
A little of both. Okay. When you prepare for something like this, what about for you? When we say it's exciting, it's also nerve-wracking. What about you? What do you think when you get to the presentation?
Both.
Both? You're not stage fright. You don't have any stage fright, do you?
No. Nah,
pretty simple stuff. Easy to get along with. Very good. Also, the rehearsals and everything comes together really, really fast and I think maybe we want to bring Melissa into this too. Melissa Ehrman Johnson is one of those that's helping so much with the Atlantic Children's Theater Group. And Melissa, I want to throw in the details here too, because these are important things, because you don't really register ahead of time, do you? Did you just kind of show up for the rehearsals?
You just show up, yes. So the rehearsal process begins Monday, the 11th at 1 p.m. at the high school. It usually lasts about 2 hours. And as you heard the kids say before, it's pretty laid back. The kids go around, they tell their names, their ages, and the directors will actually give them a few lines and ask them to say them in ways that are funny or be big and loud or be small and meek. So the kids really don't have to do anything to prepare. Parents don't need to do anything to prepare them to come. They just need to get them there on time. And then they'll get through that process and then practice Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and be ready for their final performances on Friday night at 7 p.m. on the 15th, and Saturday the 16th at 2 p.m. is their last performance, and those are for the general public to come out and see what they've been doing all week.
There's no cost for kids to participate in this.
There is no cost. Atlantic Children's Theater Group is basically a group of 7 moms that are on a board, and we just kind of work together to help make sure that this happens every year in Atlantic. We go out and solicit donations from community groups who are really generous and local business owners, and with their help and with our organization, we've just, you know, been able to keep this going on year after year. So no cost to our kids. And new this year, we are actually going to offer on Wednesday, there will be an additional workshop that all the kids that are performing can participate in an additional acting workshop, and we've been able to get enough donations to cover the cost of that too.
That's pretty exciting.
No fee to the kids for that as well.
Awesome. Now, performances Friday night and Saturday afternoon, small fee to get in?
Actually, we did away last year with the fee to get in. We now do that on a free will donation. We figure we want anybody in the community who wants to come out and see this, regardless of whether they feel like they can afford to or not, to come. So we did away with charging a ticket fee. It's just free will donation. So we'd love to see everybody in the community, regardless, come out and support these guys when they're up on stage and give them a hand when they get all finished up.
From a parent's perspective, what's it like during the week? Pretty easy for the parents to be able to keep their kids involved?
It really is. From the parent perspective, really all that we ask is that you get the kids where they need to be on time. The directors, obviously, they want them there at the right time. It doesn't work if kids are showing up late. Mm-hmm. Parents do not need to stay. We do have some parents that stay, and that's fine, too. The kids just need to be able to be focused while they're working together and not be distracted. So parents there, that's fine. Parents leave, you know, and go run errands or do whatever they need to do. That's great too. Personally, from my own perspective, I think it's great just seeing the kids all work together. They always make new friends, you know, make friends with kids who are older, make friends with kids who are younger. It's nice to see the older kids kind of mentoring the younger kids. So, you know, from a community standpoint, I see a lot of great things that come out of this week every year.
This coming Monday, July 11th, 1 o'clock, right? That's
yes.
When the auditions will start. And once they, is that all they're doing for that day?
Pretty much that's all they do the first day. Usually auditions last about 2 to 2.5 hours on Monday. The kids who get the lead roles typically are asked to stay a little longer on Monday to go ahead and practice a little bit. But most of the kids only spend about 2.5 hours there. Now, we do ask parents to pop in on Monday because we do have a little liability release that we need parents to sign and definitely need to get those Monday or Tuesday at the latest. And then, you know, that's basically it as far as Monday goes. Then Tuesday, they run practices from 1 to 5:15, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So it's, you know, a lot going on in a very short amount of time.
Absolutely is. It's a lot of fun for the kids. You know where they're going to be in the afternoons. In fact, it's the heat of the afternoons and they're indoors where it's air conditioned.
Right.
Awesome.
Right. And they're doing something really productive that they're gaining great skills from. And for a lot of them, this is their first introduction to theater. You know, when I was growing up, I didn't really get any sort of introduction until I got into high school. And sometimes by the time you're that age, you're so busy with other activities, you don't really try new things. So I think this is really cool because it gives the younger ones a chance to try something, see if they like it. You know, and for some of them, it's really great about helping them overcome some shyness, the ability to get up in front of people. So that's a pretty cool aspect, too.
Atlantic Children's Theaters Group, again, working with Prairie Fire Children's Theater. Beauty and the Beast, their adaptation of that classic, will be this year's presentation. Again, that's for youngsters who have finished grades 1 through 8. Those are the ones eligible.
That is correct.
And again, the rehearsal or auditions are Monday, July 11th, 1 o'clock, and then rehearsals are the rest of the week, Tuesday through Thursday, 1 to 5:15. And then those performances, free to the public for your free will donation. Friday night at 7, Saturday night at 2 o'clock. Everyone is welcome to the Atlantic High School. Sounds like a lot of fun. Allie, Rio, Zach, thank you all for coming in. Melissa, thanks for bringing them along.
You're welcome. Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
You bet. Have fun. Good luck.